Be created by Frank Galen and starring Audrey Totter. Yes, it's time to say hello to Mama, played by Bea Benaderet, and Alfred, played by Marvin Kaplan. As once again, we meet Millie. Well, Millie Bronson and her mother belong to that large section of the population of New York City known as apartment house dwellers, a group descended from the ancient cliff dwellers. These prehistoric people lived in constant danger from horrible monsters and such as dinosaurs and brontosaurs, while the modern apartment house dweller is at the mercy of only one horrible monster, known as the landlord. For those of you who own your own homes, a landlord is a creature that comes around breathing fire, which is the only heat it provides. Anyway, that's the viewpoint at the moment of Millie and her mama as we join them. And the reason is that their landlord has just raised the rent $10.
So don't aggravate yourself already, Mama. We manage to pay $55 a month, we'll manage to pay $65.
We'll manage, she says. Would you mind telling your mama how?
And look at it this way. If you divide the $10 by four, it only comes to $2.50 a week.
Yeah, but the trouble is, if you multiply $2.50 by four, you're back in trouble again.
Mom, I'm surprised at you.
It makes me sick, $65 a month. I wouldn't care if he took care of the place, at least. We were after him for 3 years to redecorate the apartment. Did he do it?
Sure he did.
I'm sorry, I do not cool hanging a picture of Senator Taft in the dining room redecorating the apartment. Nothing personal against Senator Taft, you understand.
Don't exaggerate, Mama. Something is bound to turn up.
Will you stop being cheerful for a minute and tell your grouchy old mother where the $10 is going to come from?
Now listen, Mama.
I'm waiting.
Well, to tell the truth, I don't know.
Welcome to the club.
That's the problem, all right.
It's hopeless.
I got an idea. Maybe my boss, Mr. Boone, would give me a raise.
Mr. Boone, parched with money?
Yeah. I tell you, there's nothing like a good joke to cheer you up.
You said it, I feel much better.
I will pay the rent, don't worry.
You know what, Millie? I think your mama's going to go out and get herself a job.
Now listen, we've been over this before.
I can get a part-time job selling. It'll be good for me.
You know, Dr. Stalker doesn't want you to work.
But I could make the extra money so easy.
Forget it, Mama.
Only just a couple of days a week.
No, absolutely not. Now forget it.
Okay. Shoo! Get away, pigeon. Shoo!
What are you doing?
I'm practicing for when we're living on a bench in the park. Go away, pigeon.
Mama.
Get away, beat it.
Mama.
Oh, pardon me, sir. Could I have that newspaper when you're through with it? My daughter's shivering in her sleep.
Mama, enough is enough.
Okay, so you take the floor. What are we going to do? Can we cut down on living expenses anymore?
Well.
Can we cut down anymore on eating meat?
I should say not. As it is, when I eat steak, it takes my stomach 3 hours to remember what to do with it. Say, I got an idea.
Well.
Remember we talked once about you moving into my room and renting out your bedroom?
You mean taking a board?
Sure, why not? The landlord said it would be all right.
I don't want to do it, Millie. It's too dangerous.
How dangerous? What are you talking about?
You never know who you might be letting into your house. In yesterday's paper was a story about a boarder that killed 3 people in their sleep.
That the odds against that happening are 1,000,000 to 1.
Odd schmarts. I don't want to be killed in my sleep. I don't want to go on an empty stomach.
But it's silly to be afraid just because... That must be Alfred Prince Nettle.
Uh-huh. Just what we needed. I hope he doesn't recite one of his poems. I'm in no mood.
Neither am I. Come in.
Good morning, Alfred.
Hello, Alfred.
As morning opens wide her dewy gate, and quiet sunshine floods the waking earth, and night's cold host dissolves to screaming nothingness. You hate me.
Don't be silly, Alfred. You took us by surprise.
Yeah, who expects poetry at this hour of the morning? It was wonderful, though, wasn't it, Millie?
Yeah, inspirational. Yeah.
Thanks. This morning I awoke full of poetry, brimming over. Images and rhymes are running through my head, helter-skelter. Oh, it's good to be alive.
Who told you?
I beg your pardon?
Never mind, it's nothing. Would you like some breakfast, Alfred?
No, thank you. Would you like to hear my latest poem?
Alfred, why don't you come back tonight and recite your poem for us?
No, I have to recite it now while the words are still burned red hot into my brain. Apology to a House Fly by Alfred E. Prinsmith.
Millie, hold my hand.
You little House Fly, I'm saluting, flitting hither, flitting yon. I hate to tell you, you're polluting all the food you're sitting on. Don't look at me with pleading eyes. You're too small for me to wash you. Would you like to go to paradise? You would? Sit still, I'll squash you. The end. Well?
Alfred, I salute you.
Thank you. But what did you think, Mrs. Branson?
Sit still, I'll squash you.
Mama.
Yeah. Isn't that a beautiful last line?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You know something? I'm sorry you have to leave, Alfred. Just a second. Alfred, do you know of some nice person who might like to rent a room for me? Millie, I told you I don't like the idea.
Oh, you're taking in the boarders?
If my mother can get over her silly fear.
It isn't silly. Boarders are always turning out to be murderers.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? Just pick up any copy of True Detective magazine.
Listen, there are a million of fine, desirable people who rent rooms.
Say, how would you like to rent your room to me?
Point killer.
Alfred, you're looking for a room?
I'm thinking of running away from home.
Again, Alfred?
What happened now?
Your father insulted you again, huh?
He called your bum and told you to get out again?
No. This time it was nothing he said to me. It was something he said to my mother.
Oh. What did he say to her?
That bum Alfred better get out of the house.
Take your father too seriously, Alfred.
Yeah, he doesn't mean those things.
He doesn't understand my sensitive, poetic nature. He thinks I should work.
Maybe you don't understand him, Alfred. I'll bet deep down in his heart he's proud to have a son who understands poetry and music and art and literature.
Yeah? Then why does he keep bringing me applications from the Department of Sanitation?
You handle it, Mama. I'm late for work. Put an ad in the paper for a nice, respectable lady boarder.
Okay. We'll also talk to that boyfriend of yours, Junior Boone. If we had him on the premises where we could work on him, he'd propose to you in no time.
You know, Mama, that's a cold-blooded, scheming, two-faced idea. And I'm proud of you. Boone and son, good morning. Yes, Mr. Morgan, your order's being shipped this afternoon. You're welcome.
Good morning, Millie.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Boone.
Why so formal, and how about a little kiss?
Mr. Boone, this is a place of business.
I know, I mean business.
Now behave yourself.
Hey, that's a beautiful dress you're wearing.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, I might even say...
Oh, thank you. It's just a new one. It's made out of raw silk.
On you, it'll be cooked in no time.
Honestly, Johnny, the thing to say sometimes...
Oh, I'm a rascal.
Yes, you are. I don't think you'd be a desirable boarder at all.
Was it?
Well, Mom and I decided to rent out a bedroom, and we thought of offering it to you.
Let's not talk so seriously. I haven't had that good morning kiss yet.
Not during office hours, Johnny. Johnny, go away. It's absolutely out of the question.
Darn it, I can't reach you behind that switchboard.
I'll stand up.
That's better.
Now, where was I?
Not during office hours.
Oh, yes. Your father doesn't like it, and it's very unbusinesslike, and besides, it's...
Dad.
Mr. Boone.
I was just telling Miss Bronson something.
Oh? I'm sorry to learn that you're hard of hearing, Miss Bronson. But I don't think you should wear your hearing aid under your nose.
Now, you see, Johnny?
Yeah, I just remembered some unfinished work in the stockroom. I'll see you later.
I'm sorry, Mr. Boone.
That's quite all right, Miss Bronson. I know my boy. He's a chip off the old block.
So you liked the girls when you were younger, huh?
Yeah. That's how the old block got chipped.
I see, Mr. Boone. Mr. Boone, I wonder if I could take a moment of your time.
Well, I don't know. I may have an appointment.
Do you have one or don't you?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting for word. What is it?
Well, it's about my salary.
That's the word. I have an appointment.
You know, that man may be married to a woman, but he's going steady with money. Oh, there goes the raise. Junior's not interested in renting the room. I hope Mama's having better luck.
Shrimp boat is a-coming, they're dancing tonight. The shrimp boat is a-coming, tonight. Come in.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah?
I was just down at the newspaper office when you happened to call in your ad for a room to let. And I hurried over as fast as my little legs would carry me.
I'm sorry. The ad said ladies only need apply.
I know. And I want to make a confession right at the start.
Yes?
I'm not a lady.
I suspected that.
But I'm really desperate for a nice, clean room to live in.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr.
Harris.
Mr. Harris, but I live here with my daughter, and we really want to rent a room to a lady. You understand?
Oh, darn it. Father should have listened to Mother.
Why?
She wanted a girl. Wasn't that cute? I don't get them off very often, but when I do, they're cute.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Harris. I'm really sorry you had to strip for nothing.
Oh, my life is one long string of failures and disappointments. It's really nothing new.
Oh. You look very tired, Mr. Harris. Would you like to sit down for a minute, huh?
You're very kind. I am rather tired. I was fighting strong headwinds all the way up 8th Avenue.
Mr. Harris.
Yes?
The reason we wanted to rent the room to a woman was so we'd be sure to have a nice, quiet, ladylike order.
Oh, they don't come any more ladylike than me.
You see, that's what I mean. You seem so nice and gentle that I thought after all...
Would you? I mean, you just... Oh, do I dare hope?
Yeah, I think you can have it.
Can it be that fortune is finally turning her face on Herman Harris?
Well, the room is $20 by the month with breakfast and light snacks, $25 with heavy snacks.
Well, I'll take the $20 arrangement. I'm not much of a snacker.
Yeah, of course you'll want to see the room first.
Oh, I can tell by the rest of your home that it'll be more than satisfactory. I'll have my trunk sent up in the morning.
Yeah. Well, we'll just take care of all the rest of it.
Hello, Mama.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Mr. Harris, Millie, our new boarder. Mr. Harris, this is my daughter, Millie.
Very happy to know you, Miss Bronson.
Well, I'm happy to know you, Mr. Harris. Mom, I thought you didn't want to rent to a man.
Mr. Harris is okay, Millie. He's very delicate. Cough for my daughter, Mr. Harris.
Mama. Really, really, I'll be an ideal boarder, I assure you.
Well, I hope you'll be happy in the room.
Well, I'm sure I will. Let me give you the $20 so you can't change your mind.
I'll sell you the room, Mr. Harris. I know you want to lie down.
Goodbye, Miss Bronson.
Mr. Harris, you dropped his card.
Oh, well, I'll give it to him later. It's only a library card from...
Oh, no. Herman Harris, inmate, county prison.
Well, it seems that Mrs. Bronson has rented a room to a very mild and gentle little man named Herman Harris, about whom Millie has discovered an interesting detail. He's an ex-inmate of the county prison. Knowing Mama's fears on the subject of criminal boarders, Millie is trying to keep her discovery to herself and plans to ease Mr. Harris out of his room before Mama learns his background. As we return to the Bronson apartment, Millie is getting dressed after a sleepless night as Mama gives the new boarder his breakfast.
You slept well, Mr. Harris.
Very well, thank you, Mrs. Bronson. The mattress is delightful. And may I compliment you on your scrambled eggs? They're scrumptious.
Thanks. It's all in the way you scrump them.
Oh, dear. Do you mind if I smoke my pipe?
Not at all. I like the smell of a pipe. It's so, manny.
I'm glad you like it.
I'd like your aftershave lotion, too. What is it, say, rum?
No, Smirnoff vodka. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, I do, and I'm glad you like my age.
I do.
I do. I now pronounce as man and wife. You probably think I'm terrible.
Oh, no, no, not at all. You're vivacious, and I like vivacious women. They're tiring, but exciting.
Thank you. My late husband used to say I just bubbled over.
You do. You're positively effervescent.
Effervescent. I'll take a chance. Thank you.
You're also a very attractive woman, if I may say so, Mrs. Bronson.
Any time at all, Miss Harris.
Thank you. Now I'll go in and rest a bit.
Yeah.
My trunk will be delivered in a few minutes, and I want to unpack. Mm-hmm. I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Harris. He's a nice fella. Real observant. Oh, he dropped his card. I'll give it to him later. Well, let's see, is it anything important? Nah, just a prisoner's identification card from the county prison with a picture on it. Shrimp boaters are coming, they're dancing tonight. The shrimp boaters prisoner's identification card? Yeah. Shrimp boaters are coming. Oh, he's here, I'm dying. No wonder he thinks I'm attractive. He's stir crazy. Mary will be scared to death if she finds out. I got to get her out of here in a hurry so I can get rid of him. I'll have to just get her out of here.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, honey. Here's those kids are coming.
What's wrong?
What could be wrong?
Nothing. You act kind of funny.
Yeah? You act kind of funny, too. Is something troubling you?
Don't be silly.
Oh. So I'll give you a breakfast and you'll take a nice walk in the park.
No, I feel like staying home and doing some housework. I tell you what, you'll go for a nice walk in the park.
What's going on here? You trying to get rid of me?
It sounds more like you're trying to get rid of me. Say, what's that card sticking out of your...
Give it back!
Prisoner's identification card, so you know about him.
You mean you knew, too?
Sure, I found out last night. I wanted to get you out of the house so I could get rid of him.
You little devil, I was trying to get you out of the house for the same reason.
I'm a little devil, you're a big devil. What are we going to do?
I don't know, but we got to do something.
Yeah, there's no telling what kind of a criminal he might be.
You said it. He could be another Jack the Ripper.
Oh, I don't think that. He's so delicate.
Okay, so he's Jack the Scratcher. He's got to go.
Now, calm down, Mama.
I'm telling you, it's those little ones that are the meanest. Look at Peter Lorre. We got to do something. We've got to do something. I'm afraid to live in the same house with him.
Now, let's not get carried away.
That's exactly what I'm trying to avoid.
Mama, we're jumping to conclusions. He may be a perfectly innocent man.
Well, maybe, but I still don't think... What was that?
Did you hear a noise from his room?
No, but let's not take any chances of him hearing us. We'll go down on the sidewalk and talk.
Wait till I get my coat. Is it... Hey, it just occurred to me we're leaving him alone with the silverware.
So what? How far can he get with a bunch of knives and forks stamped Walgreens drugstores?
Hello? Oh, hello, Aunt Judith.
Yes, dear.
It's a new room I rented.
Oh, I had to. I just spent 30 days in the county jail.
Yes.
Oh, no, of course not. It was a traffic violation, and I sassed the judge. Oh, the things I said to him, Gloriaski. I enjoy prison. I knitted foot warmers for you and Uncle Stanley. And I made 40 pounds of fudge in the kitchen. It's in my trunk. As soon as I unpack it, I'll cut it up into pieces and I'll send you some. Yes. Goodbye, dear. and ship boats are approaching and dancing tonight. Oh, darn, clumsy me. I pulled the phone wire out of the wall. Oh, my, what will they think of me? I'm always doing things like that.
Is he there?
No. Come on in. Now it's decided. We're not going to give him any reason. We'll just tell him we decided not to rent the room after all. Okay?
Okay.
Now, are you with me?
Absolutely. I'll be right behind the kitchen door when you're telling him in the living room.
Now, Mama.
Listen, Millie, I tell you what we ought to do, just to play safe. Let's call the police and tell them we're going to ask this Mr. Harris to get out. Then if anything happens, they'll know who to look for.
You know, that's not a bad idea. That's funny. There's no dial tone.
Millie, look, the phone wire.
Mama.
Oh, I'm afraid you'll find the phone wire has been pulled from the wall. I'm terribly sorry. Is something wrong, Mrs. Bronson? You're shaking.
Careful, Mama.
It's nothing, Mr. Harris. I just took my Remdesivir and my motor's still running.
I'll be back in a moment. I have to unpack something in my trunk. Excuse me.
Mama, he pulled out the phone. He is a
Millie, he's going to kill us.
Now, let's be calm.
I bet he's got a body in the trunk. I'm telling you, Millie, he's going to kill
us. Mama, don't be silly. Do we have any real evidence that this man is a killer?
Excuse me, I'm just going into the kitchen for a night.
Any other questions?
Mama, now I'm scared.
Let's both get out. You go first.
Okay.
Easy now. Don't let him hear you.
Is he going out, Miss Bronson? Oh, my, but you're nervous. I have some tonic you must try.
Tonic?
Yeah, you put it in your milk. You like it.
I prefer it to the knife.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Mama, I'll go down to the drugstore. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you too, Dr.
But are you going out for something, Miss Bronson?
Just cigarettes right down at the corner. Bye now.
Oh, well, I have several cartons. Here's a pack you may have. I'll save you a trip.
Thank you.
Millie? Oh, Millie, I'm afraid you'll have to go anyway. I'm all out of face soap.
Yeah? Well, I'll be right back.
Well, I have several extra bars of face soap, Mrs. Bronson. I'll get you some.
He won't let me go.
Playing with us like a cat with two mice. Now, I'm convinced he's got a body in that trunk.
Well, you're probably right. Let's run for
it. I'm right behind you. These are my hands on your shoulders.
You need a third for your conga line, ladies?
Mr. Harris.
Here's your soap.
Thank you.
I have something in the trunk that I'm very anxious to share with you ladies. Just as soon as I get it cut up.
Easy, Mama.
I'll be right back with you. Don't leave now.
Did you hear that warning?
He's a homicidal maniac.
What a way to go. 1 minute, mother and daughter. The next minute, cold cuts.
The door was open, Dr.
Alfred. Thank heavens. Alfred, run for the police. There's a murderer in the bedroom with a knife. What are you waiting for?
It's a long run to the police station. Do you have any donuts?
Alfred, it's a matter of life and death, Alfred. This man's going to murder us. He's going to kill us.
In that case, I'll settle for crackers.
Alfred, it's no joke.
No?
No, hurry, go.
I'll fly like the wind.
Now, we must humor, Mama. We got a stool for time.
Yeah.
Did someone go out?
No, that was the mice.
Yeah, we let them use the front door so they won't chew through the woodwork.
Oh, dear, Miss Bronson, you kill me.
Take another look at the program.
Nothing.
Oh, well, now I have a treat for you. Remember, I told you I had something in my trunk that had to be cut up? Well, this is for you. 2 pounds.
Take it away, I had meat for lunch.
Beg your pardon?
Well, that's fudge.
Fudge? Of course.
Chocolate with nuts.
Well, I've I've heard of people liking fudge, but this is ridiculous.
Is that what the knife was for?
Of course. You see, I made 40 pounds of fudge while I was in prison. I served 30 days for a traffic violation.
Traffic? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Mr. Harris, if you knew what we've been going through.
We thought you were a murderer.
Me, a murderer? Borioski. Boy, when I swat a mosquito, I feel ill for hours.
Mama, I just remembered we sent Alfred for the police.
Oh, my goodness, the police frightened me terribly.
Ah, don't worry, they'll never get here. This boy we sent never does anything right. That's right. His body's grown up, but his mind is in diapers. Yeah. Sit down, we'll have a nice cup of hot tea.
Oh, that would be lovely.
I'll get the cup. What's that?
Don't touch those women, you beast! The police have the house surrounded!
Oh, I feel dizzy. I think I'm going to faint.
Ladies first! How do you like that? For once in his life, Alfred does something right, and the poor schnook turns out to be wrong.
Heard on tonight's transcribed show were Rye Pillsbury as Mr. Boone Jr., Earl Ross as Mr. Boone Sr., and Bob Sweeney as Mr. Harris. Music was composed and conducted by Irving Miller. Don't forget next week at this same time when you have another date to Meet Millie, starring Audrey Totter. Directed by Bill Manhoff, produced by Frank Galen, and written by Bill Manhoff and Joel Kane. Bob Lamont speaking.